Diana Blackwood talking about school memories, Mr. Sprange, punishment book, and Mrs. Silverstone.
Like that. I had mine for donkey's years after that. So that was Miss Phillips, who was a likeable lady. I see her with some grey hair and sort of little tight grey curls, the sort you used to put in curlers at night, you know. And she was a pleasant lady, you know, looking back. And then we went up to the next one, which I think was sort of the left-hand side of the main classroom. And as I remember it, we had a man called Mr. Harris, who was very nice. And so we were there, I don't know if it was one whole year or not. I suppose it might have been. And then we moved across to the other side. And I can remember two teachers there. We had Mr. Sprange, who was the headmaster at that time. I think when I first started, it was the teacher. I think the head was the man called Mr. Smith. But I don't really remember much about that. But it was mainly Mr. Sprange in my time, who I think could also, was another man who could be. He was a lay reader at the church, I think, later on. He had a son called Harold who went to a different school, I think. And I remember Mr. Sprange's wife. She was one of these ladies who wore her hair plaited into earphones over here, her ears. And even to me then, that looked quite old-fashioned. I think Mr. Sprange was a sort of head teacher. He could shout and get quite cross. And I can remember occasionally a cane being used. And it was a big thing. You would have to be recorded in a book and all
that. Oh, the punishment book is pride of place at reunions.
I don't think I've looked at that.
Oh, no.
But I can remember this, the fact that it would have to be recorded. And occasionally, you know, the cane did get used in those days. And I think the slipper as well, actually. I've got vague references of people standing in the corner or, you know, in the slipper having been
used. You, of course, never fell to the depths of needing either.
Well, I certainly didn't get the cane. I don't remember getting the slipper. I don't know. It shouldn't be one of those things you think of as boys only, should it, really?
No, but
I don't actually remember who did get the cane or get the slipper, but I do remember that it did happen on occasions. It was Mr. Sprange. And then we also had a lady called Miss Silverstone. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Heard the name, yes.
She was a very little lady. I think even, you know, people sometimes seem a different size when you think back to the past. She was a very little lady, Miss Silverstone. She had silver hair. She had worked abroad, because I think she used to say she spoke Urdu.
Oh, right.
I think she used to sometimes put a few bits up on the board about it. I don't remember a lot about her. I can remember one thing she used to make us do. If we were writing something out and we made a mistake, you didn't cross it out. You had to put it in brackets.
Oh,
which I still to this day think is a little bit strange. But anyway, it was just one thing with Miss Silverstone. I think I can remember, and that was probably with her, I was not good at maths or arithmetic. I was not good at it at all. I think I had great problems trying to sort out fractions and things like that. And I think she used to have, I don't know if it was individually or in a group, some of us staying behind and doing extra. So I know I used to sometimes go home later because I had been doing some extra sums after school. So, yeah, that was roughly going
through. Your school.
That's roughly as I remember. I mean, I remember the playground. You know, we had the hard playground. We used to sometimes go over the common.